जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा जमुना तेरा बनचारी, तेरा जमुना तेरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे राम राम राम, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gor Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev,
Om Jnanati Nirandhasa Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Asmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam rupa kadamayam dadati shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathannitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitansham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Pinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatana Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Paivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Srirupa Si Sanatana Bhatta Raghunata Sijiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunata Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakishe Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Raye Priye Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Pade Devi Shatavate Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 First of all, thank you for everyone to come. Last week, we discussed about Damodar Leela and we could not finish. So where we left, we can discuss from there. Unless anybody has a question. And we all are aware of this Damodar Ashtakam that we discussed how Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad explains that this Damodar Ashtakam, these eight prayers, is not composed by Satyavrata Muni, but rather these eight prayers is Nitya Siddha, eternal, eternally exist in the spiritual world, but it has revealed in the heart of Satyavrata Muni, who wrote it down and he prayed, and he found his existence in spiritual path carries this feeling, and he very emotionally he expressed. When the 88,000 sadhus, Rishis, yogis, jnanis, bhaktas, all mixed, not all pure bhaktas. They gathered in Naimisharanya. Sukadev Goswami explained, Suta Goswami explained very vividly this Srimad Bhagavatam. After that, they turned to Sripad Narad Muni and asked them, What is the highest achievement in devotional path? And how, who is the recipient of the highest mercy of the Lord's? So then Narad Muni explained that Srimati Radharani is the highest recipient, highest platform amongst all Lord Krishna's devotees. And Srila Prabhupada also translated like this in Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 4. Se premadhare radha nitya ekoli amar madhurja premo asyade sakoli. It is Srimati Radharani alone who relished entire sweetness of Krishna's Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Lila Madhuri. This is her own assets. That what caused Lord Krishna to develop a desire to experience, and he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narad Muni explained this to four Kumara, all the rishis, 88,000. And he says Srimati Radharani's position is very exalted. And in that position, Srimati Radharani, to get the attention of Srimati Radharani, one must recite these 8 prayers in the month of Har. Magashirsha in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada translate in the mid of September, October. And next month is Kartik, Agrayan, this Posh, Mag, these are the month of Vedic calendar. Then Ashwin, then Kartik. Kirtika also name of Srimati Radharani. So in this month, anybody recite this Damodarashtakam, 8 prayers, early morning and the evening, definitely will get very sweet mercy, attention of Srimati Radharani, because she is very pleased when Lord Krishna's sweet Leela is glorified. Then Krishna Prem will be right there. This is how it is explained, that how Satyavrata Muni expressed this. So last week we discussed Namami Isharam Sachidananda Rupam. He is bowing down to Supreme Absolute Truth, who is embodiment of Sat Chit Ananda. And Sat, in a small description, that ultimate, ultimate existential potency, the absolute truth is identified as that which exists. And that existential potency has a personality. And that existential potency who has a personality is endowed with condensed form of bliss and endowed with inconceivable potency. This is just Sat. And Sat also in our life as a devotee, there is two ways Srila Prabhupada gives how we connect to the spiritual world. When we join to Hare Krishna movement, then we are following the rule, four regulative principle, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And hearing Damodar Leela, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, every day we are hearing, chanting. After a while, even though I may have an ulterior motive, I may have an ulterior motive to have a better enjoyment in this, or liberation, or mystic power, so many ulterior motive may be there. It is generally there, contamination of this world. But Srila Prabhupada's discussion with Kamal Krishna Maharaj, very unique, that somehow or other, when the soul comes in existence of feeling very devotional attitude to please the Lord, and he cannot stop serving and cannot stop hearing, that attitude is the connection of pure goodness or spiritual world. That moment, that sadhaka or that devotee is literally connected with the spiritual realm. Third canto, second chapter, verse 6, you can see Srila Prabhupada writes how we can be in the material world and still serving in the spiritual world. Very sweetly explained how Uddhava, associate of the Lord Krishna, after Lord Krishna departed from this world, he told he should go to Badrinath. And Srila Prabhupada made a very nice way that how Uddhava was coming down from the spiritual realm to material world. And in that explanation, that how his heart was hankering for the association of the Lord, even though he just had association. It is so full, inner fulfilling, satisfying all the time. You cannot live without Krishna. And then, as he was expressing his feeling to other devotees, that time his state of consciousness, how he come down from the spiritual realm to this, Prabhupada reversed it by quoting Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Prabhupada gave a whole purport, very sweet, how we can be in this material world and through engagement in devotional service, by chanting, hearing and serving the Lord, we can literally uplift ourselves and come in contact with pure goodness. This is called sat. Sattabrata Muni paying obeisances to Satchidananda. Namami Sharam Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam. He is paying obeisances to Absolute Truth, who is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha Sarup. So this is Sat, means existential. And then Chit. Also Sat has another explanation Prabhupada gave. There are many very sweet Bhagavatam purport Prabhupada gave. Another explanation, that when devotee comes and through his engagement in devotional path, he will come to a point where he will feel very urges within his heart how to please his guru, or in our case like to Srila Prabhupada, how to please him all the time. And he will cry, for I will cry, what a bad lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, envy is bothering in the heart. I'll be crying, I'll be begging for correction, rectification. I will remorse. Then seeing this, Srila Prabhupada gives guides from within and out through his followers. And then slowly, slowly I'll come to a point where I will feel happy to give myself, not just my time or my body or my mind, those are also, but myself, the self-giving, this process, surrendering, that connection is also Prabhupada's pure goodness. That time, these three modes of material nature does not have any effect. It is there. It is there, but it has no effect to that devotee. And that is the difference. It's in the purport of Kapildev. Tappanti vividas tapa naitan madgata chetasa. Tappanti vividas tapa. Tapa means that which causes pain, feeling disturbed, agitation. Tappanti vividas tapa naitan madgata chetasa. Because they are absorption to the lotus feet of the Lord through devotional practice, they are not affected. It is there, their body will become old. They may experience externally, apparently, go through so many medical, these, that, but there is no affecting. I was very interested last Sunday on glory of Srila Prabhupada, Jodhubar Prabhu said something. I mean, so many glorious people. That at the last stage in Vrindavan, when Jodhubar Prabhu was giving massage to Prabhupada, and he saw that Prabhupada's body was deteriorating, getting old, and really he was feeling not happy that Prabhupada's body is like not apparently good. So he friendly asked him while he's giving massage, Are you suffering? Are you feeling pain? Yes, no. I'm not suffering. And he was trying to understand, how is this? Like, I'm seeing something that he's supposed to feel in that Prabhupada. So he remembers that, and he was expressing while he was glorifying Prabhupada's position very sweetly. So like this, because it's Shastra also says this, and practically we also have a witness. It's very sweet. The whole Bhagavatam, whole Krishna consciousness is a lifestyle behavior of devotees. The whole Bhagavatam is actually lifestyle and behavior of a great sadhus. That's all it's about. Krishna and his dear devotees. Very harmonious living in most lovable atmosphere. Then chit. This is sat. Chit potency. Chit means knowledge. There is a verse also in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he says, Brahma Ganadi Sambhitera Sad. All the knowledge of this world is a reflection of chit potency. Reflection has a power, just like a mirror get the light from the sun and burns paper. But without light, mirror has no power to burn. You follow? So material nature, material knowledge is also powerful, but it itself cannot claim exist by its own right. It's perverted, but still it has no claim by that exist. Maya cannot claim exist by its own right. It's a shadow potency. Chai vajasya bhuvanani vibhurti durga srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka. Chaya, chaya vajasya bhuvanani. Chaya, shadow. So, they have power, but because it's reflecting, that is also chit potency. All the material knowledge is a reflection of chit potency. And chit potency in our marginal states called Brahma Gyan. Brahma Gyan. Then, when we go to spiritual, landing in the spiritual realm, spiritual world, then this chit transforms into sambit. And Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice definition in Madhulila, chapter 6, 160, also chapter 7, Madhulila, 99 and 109, you'll see similar repeated Prabhupada. He says, when we hear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his devotee delivered thousands of people, what does that mean? He asked that question in the purport, and then he answered. It's very nice. So the Prabhupada writes, means they are giving this pleasure potency and cognizant potency. That is sambit or chit. And in Adilila chapter 4 also, it says when Guru give initiation, it's like Brahmanda Bhramite Kuno Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata. What is beach? Seed. So this seed, very important. Prabhupada emphasized, every Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained even further. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, everybody is seed. Seed has the tree inside. Yes? It has the branches, leaves, twigs, flower, fruits. Everything in the seed. Yes or no? But those who planted the seed, Malihoya sei bij kore arupon, saban kirtan jale koraya sechan. Verse after this, whole verse is explaining that we become a gardener, Mali. Mali means gardener. Then you plant the seed. If you plant the seed, we discussed before, in hard rock, when it will grow? Never. That is called impersonalism, misconception about eternal relationship. What is the highest reality between the Lord and us? What is the highest reality? That Lord's love for us never ever gone or disappeared. I mean, Lord's love is like a sunlight, Prabhupada explained. I may close my eye, but still sunlight is still there. I may close my blind in the room, there is no sun, but sun is still there. I may not feel it, but Lord loves is there. The problem arises that there is a shelter every conditioned soul when they come to material nature, they take a shelter, a place is called mind. Subtle body, subtle body. There's a famous verse, if you are interested, this is the only place I found so far. Prabhupada put very nice purpose. It's in 6th canto, 1st chapter, 51. Etat sorosa kala pumsa lingam traya shakti mahat. This subtle body also has a 16 elements. We generally think subtle body is just a mind, intelligent, ego, and that's it. But Prabhupada gives a no. Subtle body is also a body, just like physical body. You have a physical body, has a physical mechanism, how it works. Subtle body also has a subtle mechanism. Just like at night you dream, you went to Vrindavan or somewhere. But somebody will say, no, you didn't go, you are lying down here. So your physical body is there, but subtle body also went, just like physical body. Yes, it exists. Prabhupada, that's the only verse I found that it explains subtle bodies very detailed. But predominating, just like this body, predominating one element. Even though it's earth, air, water, fire, ether, but predominating one element, what? Earth. Earth is the predominating. Within earth, other elements also there. Similarly, mental body, mind is the predominating. So we talk like mind, but mind means a mental body also, subtle realm, which has a parameter or dimension between heaven to hell. Mind can literally just quick travel. Physical body has a limit with the earth only. It cannot go more than the earth. Mental body has a limit. So my mental body, it creates obstacles. Mental mind discourages the soul to progress in spiritual path. Material mind always discourages the soul to progress in spiritual path by creating doubt, by speculating, by concocting, by dry argument. Prabhupada gave this. What mind does. Chanchalahi mana krishna pramati balavad giram tashyaham nigramanne vayarope sudushkaram. Arjuna gave this humble opinion, they were, Lord Krishna, chanchala, very flickering, obstinate, very difficult. Pramati, it's very forceful. Balabhadiram, so strong that it is impossible. Bayorupeshu Duskiram, even controlling water, if you put a little something here in front of water, the water goes around, yes? But water cannot go above. If you have a big wall, water can go around, but not above. You follow? Unless the water height is that high. Water cannot, doesn't know how to go. It only flows high to low. This is the nature of water. But the air, it can go above. So Arjuna put a very good logic. He said, Bayorupeshu Duskram. Even air goes everywhere to around the obstacle. But even air can be controlled, but mind cannot be controlled. Pashyaham nigraham manne bayorupeshu duskram. Then the next verse, Krishna, in the purport Prabhupada said, Krishna agreed and accepted Arjuna's opinion about the mind, how dangerous mind is, how difficult for a devotee. But Krishna gave a solution. He says, abhasena tu kunteya vairagyana cha vrijyate. If you practice these two things, you can bring the mind under control by practicing and detaching. Vairagya means, one place Prabhupada gave very nice, he says, result, emotional result of genuine, no, Vairagya means result of genuine spiritual emotion. So if we have a little love towards Prabhupada and Krishna, then automatically these unnecessary things will be detached from life. Both requires. In order to control mind, both is required according to Bhagavad Gita and Prabhupada and Krishna. So now back to this. Then this Sambit, so this mind becomes obstacle. So when mind gives the obstacle in my life, mind put a very heavy obstacle. While I'm passing through the obstacle, what is the consciousness I'm holding? What sadhana I'm holding during the difficult time? That will determine the progression in spiritual path. You got it? During the suffering or obstacle in life, what state of consciousness I am carrying with my spiritual practice, that will determine the progression of my spiritual achievement. Am I inimical to other devotees? Am I hateful that I'm going through some tough time, or I'm thankful? I am, Prabhupada says four things very nice, that the famous verse, jato sraddha matkata so nirvinna sarva karma su veda dukkha atmakan kaman paritya api nishara tato bhajeto mama dhira sraddhalo dhira nishchaya juspanasyatana kaman udarakancha garhayami. This practice will lead one to remorse of the bad things that I'm carrying in my heart, because it's causing pain to myself and others. And it's practical, we do this. And then there will be idea of rectification will come. I want to rectify. Lord Krishna suggested there, go on with your sadhana bhajan while you are rectifying. The attitude that I'm maintaining, it will determine what the future progress is. Am I favorable? Or I'm hating ISKCON or my existence, my friend, I'm suffering because of this. What attitude I'm holding? If I'm understanding the true that I don't want to have a dupliciousness within me, inside and outside. I want to be a thoroughly a nice devotee. Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you, Krishna, for allowing me to keep on serving so I can purify and come closer to your lotus feet. Then that favorable attitude understanding will push us out of mind. Then entrance to Sevananda. Prabhupada said there is a three pleasure. Jarananda, Brahmananda, Sevananda. So our goal is to enter into the blissful, happy atmosphere in devotional service. But there is a transit, where Satyavrata Muni is going through also. That's why we are discussing. Same thing. At that time, this knowledge, by the mercy of Guru Krishna, will transform into relationship with the Lord. When? When we transmit from the Jarananda material, that time this purification also creates a distasteful to the material any enjoyment. That automatically promotes towards the spiritual path. At that time, establishes a relationship with the Lord. When that relationship established, then the possessiveness, He's my Lord, He's my well-wisher, I cannot live without Prabhupada. I want to serve Him eternally. It's like a my well-wisher, my Prabhupada. Like this, a possessiveness comes. That causes Adilila chapter 4, 60, 61, 62, 63, these 4 or 5 verses, Parpur Prabhupada gives so details about this, so nice. That at that time, the devotee, with that relationship, engage in devotional service, while serving, then this possession will create a genuine feeling for Guru Krishna will come in the heart. A genuine feeling. I want complete dedication to their life. I want to stay at their feet eternally. Genuine feeling. You'll cry. Just like in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada says, when the material existence disappears from the devotee's life, he says, when a disciple cries from the separation of his guru, when we cry for devotee, great well-wisher, Prabhupada, in separation, that time it becomes that tears, according to Prabhupada, the tears become the extinguishing power to destroy our material existence. The same thing in a different way, practical way, Prabhupada. Then when our relationship is established, then possessiveness comes. You keeping score how it progresses, very sweet. And then our feeling arises. When a feeling arises, then it draws the attention of pleasure potency. So one place Prabhupada gives very condensed. He says cognition and pleasure potency in Adilila chapter 4. He breaks down how it actually takes place. And when you come to contact with the pleasure potency, then your material journey is over. You can be in this world, but under Jogamaya, 100%. From that point, the spiritual real happiness is experienced within. Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham. Bindati Atmani, what happiness he feels within. Prabhupada translate like this. Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham. So Brahma Yoga Jukta Atma, because it's connected with the Supreme Brahman. Sukham Akshayam Asnute. You will experience this Sukha, which has no end anymore. Akshayam, no begin, no end. Sukham Akshayam Asnute. This is in Bhagavad Gita, part 5th chapter. Like this. Jamlav Dha Chaparam Labham Mannatino. At that time you will think there is nothing higher to gain. Each of us will come to that stage where you'll find there's nothing else it's ever possible higher than this. Where? where your relationship, where your dedication to that devotional service to please Guru Krishna is such a level that within you, feeling such a happiness, that will become impetus to keep on going. Until that time, it's require lot of motivation, lot of... From that time, it automatically goes. Very sweet. So he is feeling this. Sattabratamani, namami saram satchidananda rupam, lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam. So we discussed this last week, how Mother Yashoda captured Krishna from the back. Remember? You can only capture Krishna when Krishna's love for you and our love for Krishna supersedes. Like a mother can catch the baby when? When mother run more speed, then baby can run. You understand? Similarly, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, when devotee's love actually pouring out for the Lord, then the Lord automatically being captured in the heart. Iti avaruddhate. Avaruddhate means he lock up. Prabhupada translates the lock up. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, dharma prajjita kaita vatra parama nirmat saranam satam. Vedam vastava matra vastu shivadam trapatraya namanam. Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam namanam. Very sweetly explained. So here it comes to the same point again. What is the highest reality? That we have an eternal love, loving relationship with the Lord. And Lord's love never will ever, never proven, never any acharya says, ever diminish or less for soul. That love is not because who we are, how we are. Because it is the nature of the Absolute Truth to unlimitedly, uninterruptedly loving His energies or servants like us. But mind will come in between. What are you thinking? You'll deny. This is the function of the mind. It denies the reality that there is a supreme love between Krishna and us. Then I go back to the material nature, looking for that love. You follow? Sometimes detour is there or something happened, we see the mind intervene, denies the supreme ultimate reality that we have an eternal pure love with the Lord. The Lord's love never diminishes, but mind will deny. So if we depend on the mind, what happened? We also don't believe it. And we believe our own mind. Like if you are in a danger zone, you are in a dangerous area, and the guy came to, you know, hurt you, beating you and all this, and he put you in the well, and he don't have anybody to help you. And you ask the same guy who is hurting you, can I get out of the well? Can I live a normal life? What do you think he's going to say? Never! I'll hurt you more. So when we go through struggle, guess who we take shelter? To the same enemy, the mind within us, listening my own mind. Instead of chanting or reading Bhagavatam or talking to some senior devotee, I'm involved with taking advice from who? From within, my mind is saying. Mind is hurting us, and at the same time, when I'm in danger, I desperately need help, I'm talking to the mind. And mind within my, you are useless, stupid. We'll never get. Who believes this Hare Krishna people? All these things within. So therefore, Krishna says, abhāsena tu kunteya vairagyana cha grijyate. You must practice every day chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Every day Krishna, this is Krishna's own advice. Every day you must follow rules, regulation, must chant. You cannot claim just 2 days doing and then the listening mind, 5 days anything you will overcome. Impossible. It is not a good idea to take advice from an enemy. So this is the 99% people in this world do. That's why they don't become devotees easily. They're listening the mind all the time. Now, today, because we discussed the first one and the second one was Rudantam Muhurnetra Jugmam Rijantam. Rudantam, he's crying so much. Why is he crying? Really he's getting hurt? I asked that question, did Mother Yashoda ever hurt Krishna? Yes? No? Never. Never, ever, Mother Yashoda eternally, ever hurt Krishna. But she always show the stick. If necessary. She will hold the ear. I'm going to punish you. No, mommy, no. Like this. But she never hurt. We should remember. But then question comes, why is he crying? Here it says, Rudantam Muhur Netra Jugma Mijantam Karambuja. Karambuja means two hands. Both hands, he's rubbing his eyes. Just like a baby, you know, in this world. What is the difference between your child and Krishna as a child? Krishna as a baby. What's the difference? Krishna is inconceivable potency. Inconceivable potency that is not there in the mundane child. That's why that child will satisfy eternally. The mundane child will satisfy in relation to Krishna, not mundane. Ultimately baffled. You will die before the child dies or child will die. Relationship finished. But Krishna is crying because every day when Krishna, before even he cries, forget about crying, before he became little sad, immediately thousands of the manjaris, gopis around and coward boys cheering him up. And today his mother is going to punish him, going to bind him, ready with the rope and tying, but nobody is there. Before one drop of tears come from the eye, there's a thousands of towels to wipe it. Thousands of towels. How many maidservants in Nanda Maharaj's house? Who remembers? 100,000. 100,000. Sanatana Goswami Padmai. So, before one drop, before even it appears in the eye, you have 1,000 girls with 1,000 towels to wipe it. But today, so many, like a torrents of rain, no, like tears are coming, nobody's wiping. That is the saddest thing. He's crying because of that. The feeling affection from the Brajavasi gopis, because nobody is there. We discussed that last week. You remember? They all went to? Yes, Indrajagna. They are making big, so everybody left. Nobody is in there. Also, Jogamaya arranged that because Mother Yashoda prayed that all this complaint that he steals every day, he's mischievous. I don't want my child to ever grow like a naughty boy, gangster. I mean, can you imagine when gopis complain, just even one, there's thousands of complaints, just one complaint, that your son comes to our, in front of our house, call our son from our house, and he goes there, and he trains him up, you go and check who is where, before you go to steal. So he goes there and he comes back, well, my father in this room, my mother in this room, aunties in this room. Then Krishna plans how to remove everybody so he can go and steal and come back. 2 years old, Krishna. Is that a mafia gangster mentality or ordinary child who cannot figure it out? And if everything fails, then Krishna creates a scenario. You go and let the calf loose. And scream out, oh, mommy, daddy, the calves all came out. And without calves, the cow doesn't give milk. It's Jogamaya's arrangement. So then all the parents, everybody runs out of the house. Krishna again. Inside, rub the house with the butter, everything. They come back, it's all gone. 2 years old. So all these complaints she is hearing. Now she came to one conclusion, that I have to milk myself, I will boil the milk, I will churn the butter, and I'll feed with my own hand. Then he will never steal. But why she could not do it before? Everybody would not let her. Very good, very good, very good. And why? She could have just tell anybody. Because she always feel guilty. She always feel guilty. Mother Yashoda feels guilty. Because we gave a... Sanatana Goswami Pad gave an explanation that when Mother Yashoda, Putana came and kidnapped Krishna, went outside the door, fly. Can you imagine? 12 feet body flying. When she saw that, what happened to her? Did she protect Krishna? She could not. She stood like a pillar. She could not move. She was shocked. Unbelievable scenery. She allowed Putana to come. She allowed. She knew. On the basis, there's so many explanations, but one final explanation is, my son is so beautiful, so nice, most perfect being I ever saw. He deserved to get attention of demigoddess. So here is the most beautiful lady, came from probably some high planet. She should come and give blessing. So she allowed. She didn't even think Putana is a witch. Not only witch, she is the Kotara. Out of 14 types of witch, she is number one. And her explanation in the resume to Kongsa, he said, my best special qualification is, I love the newly born, twist their neck and drink the sap and the blood that when they die. Kongsa said, you are hired. You can do this job because he wants to kill all the newly born, according to the voice of it. So, Putana is so powerful, but Mother Yashoda saw her external form so beautiful that she allowed, and now she is shocked. Then who protected Krishna when Mother Yashoda is helpless? All those maid servants. They didn't stand like a pillar, like Mother Yashoda. They ran after this 12-mile flying lady. And they went there, you know, 12-mile flying means her breast where Krishna holding the nipple, it's almost like a 400, 500 feet, half the body, her body. So they had to go back in Nanda Bhavan and bring a big, big ladder. And all those ladies climb up and they found in between two breasts, Krishna is holding the nipple. Krishna is still a little baby. And they called her name, called his name, Adhokshaja. That's the origin of all name, has origin in Vrindavan, Adhokshaja. That time, yes, please.
My understanding, I
was
wrong, but I
thought Miss Leela was Putana.
That she came as a beautiful woman, and she took no milk from her, but she didn't turn into this gigantic form.
After she left.
Yes.
You're talking about he's taking milk from her before she died. No. I didn't give the whole details because I want to go to another pastime. I already discussed last week a little bit. That when Putana came, every Brajavasi they saw on the road. They are thinking, oh, she looks. She got power 10,000 elephant. No, 60,000 elephant power from Durvasa. Her guru is Durvasa. And she got a blessing also from Durvasa that she can disguise any form she likes. So she disguised, dressed as the most attractive being can be in this planet. Illusion. Parvati is the most beautiful, Gauri. So her energy makes them to also get that kind of a beauty. So she became very beautiful, so beautiful. And Jogamaya covered Mother Yashoda, Rohini Maya, they're all there, thousands of ladies. But they did not think anything bad, inauspicious or anything. They thought, Mother Yashoda personally told Rohini Maya, this is the divine goddess has come. Goddess has come to give blessing to my son. Of course, because my son is the most beautiful, most affectionate. There is no child is as good as him. So they allowed her to come. He was in the courtyard, there is another room where they are talking, and he was in a crib. The whole pastime goes that he closed his eye when Putana came. Because when he looked at for a moment, he thought, if I keep my eyes open, then her eyes and my eyes will unite, she will give up her nasty witchcraft power and then she will become a devotee. But there is a pastime has to take place. This is one reason. Six reasons given. I'll just give you one more. That also Krishna closed his eye. Sanatana Goswami Pad says because Krishna thought within his mind, I never drink poison. She came with the poison. I never tasted poison. But I know Shiva is very expert of drinking poison. So he closed his eyes, called Shiva, you come and drink the poison. After you finish, then I'll drink the milk. So many reasons. Anything Krishna does, there's unlimited reason. That's why Acharya is giving those. And they're all sweet, very sweet. Because he's Supreme Absolute Truth. Everything he does, even breathes, even step, even his look at his finger. Swaramma Anganam. In Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada said, even if you look at Krishna's nail, every moment is becoming so beautiful, you will be like staring for millions of life. Just his nail. I look at my nail, after 1 minute I'm bored. But look at Krishna's nail, you can unlimitedly, you can look at it and never feel ever that you are done. You still keep on looking. This is what Krishna is. He's beautiful, every part of body. Itself is complete also. Angani jasya sakalendriya vritti manti. Possesses the function of all the senses, each limbs. We sing every day in front of the deity here. Anga nijasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti kalayanti. Pashyanti means he sees, panti means he maintains, kalayanti means manifest. Very sweet verse. Those verses' meaning is very deep, very deep. Prabhupada gave a perfect. We do not see the deity with our eye. We see the deity with our ear. So Prabhupada put that beautiful prayer, has a deep meaning. We are hearing and we are trying to see with this ear, we are using the senses to see. And by their mercy, they reveal to us according to our dedication. So when Putana finally, she thought, this is crazy. She thought one time, according to Sanatana Goswami Pad, this is crazy. I hate children. I love to twist their neck as soon as they are born and drink their blood and sap. This is what she is famous for. She is the best witch called Kotora. There's 14 types of witches, Bhagavatam commentary explained. She is the top. And she said, how is that? I have a feeling for this baby. This is not normal. She felt a little awkward also. I'm not supposed to be in love with baby. I'm supposed to kill them. This is what the witch is supposed to do. So then Krishna closed his eye. That time she picked and they allowed. Mother Yashoda was there, they allowed. Because she looked so beautiful, goddess. Mother Yashoda felt her son deserved to be on the lap of a greatest goddess. Why not? So in Vedic culture is like that. So then, as Mother Yashoda allowed, she picked. She wanted to give breast, but then all of a sudden, the moment Krishna was touched by her, she felt very uncomfortable. She felt like not comfortable. She wanted to get out. As soon as she get out of the door, she immediately fly. At that time when Mother Yashoda saw, she was stunned. There's the 8 ecstatic symptom manifest in the body of all the Brajavas, all the devotees, even Prabhupada experienced this many times in his life. But he confessed, he said he tried to control. He doesn't like to, because in India there is a cheap imitator also they do, that which is bad. But Mother Yashoda, one of the ecstatic symptoms is that you become stunned, like shocked, you cannot move. Like in Bakasura, when Krishna was killing Bakasura, Bakasura was holding on the throat, Krishna. Even Balaram could not move. He wanted to go and kill the swan, you know, or duck. He wanted, but nobody could move. Krishna was just testing for the purpose to see that how powerful he is. So he came out with the saliva and all these things, then opened the beak, you know, like this, and killed it. And then all the coward boys and Krishna Balaram, then they came out. Wow, you are great. Why Krishna did that? Krishna did this so that he could tell them wherever he wants to go in the forest and they will follow. That was the purpose, that he wants their dependence. Because before he killed also Vatsasura, a calf, who also pretending, you follow? But he went like this and Madhumangal said, anybody can do that. It's a big deal you killed, I can kill that too. Krishna said, I need to do something that they think that I am the most powerful. So Bakasura, like this, so they become stunned. He could not move, Mother Yashoda could not move. But all her maidservants worked so hard to bring back Krishna. Many instances like this, so Mother Yashoda felt always guilty. That they have so much love to take care of my son. They are like real mother. She, out of humility, she is the most greatest of all mothers. There is no question. More than Devaki, more than Kunti, more than any mother Krishna ever had, any form. There's no question. But still, more humble one is, they feel they are less. So Mother Yashoda felt like, I could not do all the feeding Krishna alone. I wish there was a chance I could. So today is the day, Damodar Leela day, actually night before that day, she was given a chance by Jogamaya, where all the maidservants went for cooking for this festival outside the house. And Mother Yashoda told, Krishna should not go because he make mess anywhere he goes. So I'll take care alone and you all go. She was feeling happy that today is the day I can do it. That's where she started this boiling milk and all that. Because of the time, always like, we're going to stop there and we're going to discuss a short leela. How beautiful Krishna was. There was a lady in Mathura. Every day from Mathura she would buy some fruits from the farmers and bring to the market and sell, and in between she keeps a profit. She never had a child. She was suffering so much. She wanted to have a child, wanted to have a child. Then she got a child. While the child was in the womb, she is like so happy. She was so happy, all of a sudden, bad news came, miscarriage. Oh, that put her into devastation. She went suicidal. She was so depressed. All the neighbor, everybody's trying to convince. Then finally some other fruit seller came. They said, what you are talking about your child? You must come and see this child, one child, draws so much attention. We forgot even our own child. She's listening, listening, listening. One day she thought, what option I have? Let me go. So from Mathura she came to Vrindavan. When she came to Vrindavan, she's thinking, I want to see this son of Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj had 50 rooms in the palace. How many rooms? 50. You have to remember this whole details. And then he had a back gate, front gate, and south and north gate. These are the big gates. In the front gate, he had a guards and all other. In the back gate, there's a big back gate. Also, there's a small room to just peek through, or one person can go, you follow, for emergency or something. So Krishna, as a baby, he was walking at that time, 2 years around, and he's playing with the other boys and all these girls, all these maid servant of Mother Yashoda taking care of him. At one point, this lady came. She's so depressed, her miscarriage. But now she hearing that by seeing this child of Nanda Maharaj, she will be happy. So she's thinking, okay. Then she noticed every Brajavasi walks by, they always singing one song. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. All the Brajavasi, that's all they do. Whole day, night, kirtan. You know why Prabhupada found it 24/7 we should chant Krishna's name? Because that's what they do in Vrindavan. It is so happy. Just like if you are hungry, a big plate of prasadam, nobody has to invite. If somebody says, you want, take it. You will just grab it. Similarly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra gives so much happiness. Over there, everybody is drowned into ecstasy. And today's story, you will see that how come thousands of maid servants and Krishna could escape? How? Because they are always chanting his name in presence of him. Krishna also hearing his name. He loves his name, hearing. And they love it. Sometimes they go so much, antarmana haiya kare Krishna ra bhajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this to Sanatana Goswami Pad. The Brajavasi's mood. They go inner world, sometimes they are chanting, even though Krishna is outside. Just like other day we discussed. One Krishna was sleeping in that room, you remember? And when Mother Yashoda was churning, she is so much in her world that Krishna in the heart started dancing and she's crying and remembering unlimited pastime of Krishna. She's chanting and crying and crying. Why she's crying? Out of happiness. So happy that body is producing so much ecstasy through the eye as a tear. She's so happy. And that Krishna in the heart, very happy, but other Krishna, as a child, in the room, he woke up, he's calling, Mommy, Mommy. Mommy is not in this world. She's in her own world with Krishna, in another realm. So that's why this pastime takes place. So this day, this lady, sitting in the, behind the back gate, and she's thinking, I want to see this child, but I don't know when the door will open. But seeing all the Brajavasis chanting all this chanting, she got hypnotized. Why? Because she was absorbed to see Krishna. Desire to see Krishna. That's all. She had no idea. He's the Supreme Lord. He is the most attractive, sarva chitta akarshak. Not like this. Just as she wants to see this child of Nanda Maharaj that will satisfy her miscarriage. Faceman like this. So after all this Brajavasi singing and happy life, she also started chanting this name of Krishna. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. After a while, she started dancing. Then she thought, what is that? What is going on? When am I going to see him? She put the basket down. Then she started also dancing. Brajavasi, do they walk or they dance? They dance. It says, Sriyakanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpatarabho Dhruma Bhumi Chinta Mani Ganamayi Tayamritam Katha Ganam Naityam Gamanam Api Bhamsi Priya Sakhi. Katha Ganam, nobody talks. Katha means the speaking is gan, means singing, melodious voice. Naityam, always dancing, nobody walks. Yes, they walk, but their walk is like always in love with Krishna, dancing. So she also started, but she was not dancing because she comes from Mathura. They were not dancing that time. So she comes there and she's seeing this. She started also a little bit singing and dancing. Then she noticed she's feeling some feeling for that name. But and evening came, she failed. Next day she comes again. This day she is taking bow. I want to see, otherwise I'm not going to go. She whole day she's waiting, 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 chanting and dancing, out of ecstasy because everybody is chanting and dancing in Vrindavan. Not like modern India, you go to Vrindavan. Prabhupada, I just heard a lecture other day. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is not a material proximity. You can go and buy a ticket and see Vrindavan. Vrindavan by the revelation in the heart. By the mercy of Prabhupada, advanced devotee, mercy, we can see by their mercy, Yogamaya can reveal. So that time, she could not see. On the third day, she took a strong vow. Today either I see Krishna or I will not leave. With that mental attitude, this is very important. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, if devotee takes a vow like this, that I want to get the mercy, we can do like this. We want mercy of Prabhupada or Krishna, or I will not give up chanting. You will see your chanting taste changes. This strong vow, of course, you have to stick to the vow. Mind will intervene. You cannot allow mind to come. Vow comes from where? Intelligence, not by mind. From conscious choice in spiritual vow. So that time, when she took strong vow, she started dancing, she forgot everything. She is crying, dancing, crying. After long dancing, crying, this poor lady who had a miscarriage, she could not hold herself, then she fainted. Then she sat down, she came back, her externals, and she's crying and dancing. All of a sudden, she saw the door of that beautiful gate little bit open. A little boy looking like this. And he crossed the gate. Now, something happened before that. I'll just summarize this because it's a long story. Yashoda Prabhu is not here. We're supposed to have a gopi gate and chanting also. But I'll try to finish this. That when Krishna, busy in Golok Vrindavan in pastime, you may have a doubt that I am in Alachua, I am praying to Krishna. Hey, does Krishna respond? This is very sweet. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, Prabhupada says, we sing every day that in Govindam Adi Purusham, Guna Sarupam. He has a quality. What is the first quality Krishna has? Prabhupada put it in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, first chapter. What is the first quality Prabhupada says? He responds. Never ever I should think that I'm praying, I'm chanting, but I don't have any response from Krishna. That's not true. Krishna always responds, but he will not respond immature time. Because immature time, if he responds, then we'll never become mature. But he's watching everything. It is necessary for us to be completely pure, not immature intervention. I'm going to summarize in 5 minutes, because I want to also chant the gopi gita. So then what happened at that time? The Krishna drowned everybody in chanting, and all these thousands of ladies, they're crying and chanting, and Krishna just escaped. While he was escaping, Krishna was walking to see, go out of the gate. Somebody else was spying. Who is that? Mother Yashoda's servant. They come in a form of anklet. Krishna always has a Nupur Junu, Rupur Junu. Wherever Krishna walks, he has a Jun, this ankle. Anklet is the maid servant of Mother Yashoda. And anklet is saying, Mother Yashoda is going out. I cannot protect him. Krishna says, hey, what are you doing? He put the anklet up. You know, like that. Anklet is a person, everything is conscious. So then, after, while Krishna fit, everybody saw, nobody saw him going out. Then he went out, as he poked quick, and he looked at if anybody is looking. He saw all of a sudden Yogamaya's arrangement, nobody was there. So he went, and this lady was so surprised, the beauty of Krishna, so beautiful. He came nearby. Will you give me some fruits? She said, what will you give me? Oh, I thought in Vrindavan all the ladies are mother. I never give anything to them. But when Krishna speaks, what the first quality Prabhupada writes in Nectar Devotion, Nanda Maharaj prayed for? It makes you so happy that you cry. So happy. Any time Krishna speaks, so sweet. She got so affected, she started crying. And then Krishna thought, out of his all-knowing potency cupboard, "Oh, don't cry, I'll give you something." And he went back. And he went back and he found a big lump of grain, rice, paddy. You know, Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. He grabbed some. And all the rice paddy is who? Lakshmi Devi expended. So, "Oh, we are not going to Mathura, my lord. We want to be in Brajadam. We don't want to go to Mathura. We want to stay here so we can have darshan." So all the grain fall. In Krishna book, Prabhupada said, few got stuck in between his finger. That's how Prabhupada writes in Krishna book. Few. You think like whole thing got, how Prabhupada write only few? Because few got stuck and everything dropped. They don't want to go because they know this lady come from Mathura. They want to see Krishna Leela. Everything is conscious being. So she picked up and then she, so when Krishna came and Krishna gave it to her on the basket, she is not thinking like she needs this. But then she said, "Can you call me mommy just one time, please?" Krishna looked around. Mother Yashoda or anybody spying to say that I call this lady, unknown lady, mommy. What Mother Yashoda will think? Krishna was worried. But then nobody was there, so immediately Krishna sat on her lap and jumped. And then she gave and she was crying. Krishna's this little acceptance made her heart forgot all miscarriage she had, all the suffering of this world. Then went another depression. What depression? That I am outcast. I want to be in Brajadam. I want to serve him. I want to stay. I want to do anything for this person, this boy. But I am so deprived. I have to go back. She's crying, crying. Evening came. Some man, Brajavasi, said, "Where are you from? You are stuck here whole day. Won't you go back home?" She forgot. She has a house or anything. That's what happened when you meet Krishna. Then some or other, the ladies said, "Go home and rest." She's going, going, going. She forgot where she's going. When she came nearby the rivers, she threw the basket. She also, I'm just going to summarize, there's a beautiful pastime next week, I'll say. But she left the world there and she became a mother in spiritual world. Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now we are going to have a beautiful, sweet voice of Keshava Prabhu leading us. Gopiji.